The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, the fledgling ARPANET grew to 4 nodes, a big step for the precursor to the modern internet. In 2001, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off for a visit to the International Space Station.
Go for main engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, pushing our goals skyward using our station in space.
Houston now controlling the flight of Endeavour.
Roll from it.
Roger, roll, Endeavour.
Endeavour into the roll, placing the shuttle in a heads-down, wings-level position, the proper azimuth for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit.
Carrying supplies for the station as well as its fourth full-time crew, Endeavour brought the Expedition 3 crew home to Earth. In 2014, NASA took its new manned spacecraft out for a spin without a crew aboard.
10,
the igniters have been lit.
9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff at dawn, the dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
The first flight of the Orion Command Module carried the replacement for the space shuttle to a higher altitude than the shuttle was capable of reaching.
Getting a more distant view of Earth than we've seen in a while from Orion's continuing to move upward to that 3600 altitude mark and should be there in about half an hour.
Orion then plummeted back toward Earth at high speed, simulating the return and re-entry trajectory of a vehicle returning from interplanetary space. For the first time since 1975, an American spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean.
25,000 feet. Time to splash down, less than 4 minutes. Forward bay cover has been deployed. Drogues have been deployed. 15,000 feet until splashdown. Coming up on main chute deploy, from a waypoint over the Pacific Ocean, there is your new spacecraft, America. Drogues away, main chute deploy. On mains, everything looking good. Three good main chutes reported from the USS Anchorage. That's confirmed here in mission control. From a high speed rate of 20,000 miles an hour to a gentle return back to Earth more than 4 hours and 20 minutes after it took off on a Delta IV heavy rocket from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. Perfect conditions for Orion's homecoming. 1,000 feet. Just a few hundred feet until splashdown. We have splashdown. Splashdown confirmed at 10:29 a.m. Central Time. Orion is back on Earth. America has driven a golden spike as it crosses a bridge into the future.
The director of the influential early black and white science fiction film Metropolis, Fritz Lang, was born today in 1890. Walt Disney was born on this day in 1901, as was physicist Werner Heisenberg, who won the Nobel Prize for devising the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Also born today in 1964, composer Cliff Eidelman, who did the music for Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. And today in 1932, a physicist named Albert Einstein was granted an American visa. In 1980, sci-fi on the big screen got colorful, a lot more colorful.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
Pathetic Earthlings! Who can save you now?
Flash! Savior of the universe!
Strange object imaged in the Imperial Vortex.
Flash! You saved everyone else!
Remove the Earthwoman. Prepare her for our pleasure!
Flash!
The movie Flash Gordon premiered with a look that was retro bordering on campy and featuring a soundtrack by Queen. In 1981, Atari brought home an arcade hit, although in a somewhat downsized form. Defender brought home the arcade sensation minus the complicated control scheme. With only one joystick and one button, the controls had to be simplified. Defender also featured the first issue of Atari Force, a tie-in comic book published by Atari's corporate cousin, DC Comics. In 1988, the Enterprise's holodeck cooked up a mystery for Sherlock Holmes, and then some.
All right. Tell me from the beginning exactly what happened.
Well, Dr. Pulaski and I had a discussion about whether Data could solve an original Holmes-type mystery.
Which you asked the computer to provide?
Yes, with a worthy opponent.
Worthy of Holmes?
Oh, my God. Now, I asked for a Holmes-type mystery with an opponent capable of defeating Data. That's gotta be it. Oh, Captain, I'm sorry.
Captain, this character, Moriarty, he called for the Arch.
What? So, he has access to the computer.
And perhaps our library files as well, sir. That level of information would be necessary in order to create a true adversary for me.
What are his limits?
He is still a fictional character, sir. Originally programmed with 19th century knowledge.
Which now has access to 24th century knowledge. What does he need to make use of that?
Only time, sir.
Professor Moriarty made his first appearance in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Elementary Dear Data. And in 2010, The Walking Dead were closing in on all sides.
We're heading to the CDC. If there's anything left, it's got to be there, don't you think?
Walkers!
The Walking Dead's first season came to an explosive end on cable channel AMC. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. Thelogbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was a dead end, prone to spiral.